Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 72 to 73. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. Zechariah's beautiful song of worship after the birth of his son, John the Baptist, celebrated the way in which God had led his people in the Old Testament. Fundamental to God's dealings with his people was his covenant. This was the understanding that underpinned God's relationship with the people of Israel. The important fact about a covenant is that it is two-way. God made certain promises and expected the people to fulfill their side of the relationship in response. Although he longed for them to live in partnership with him, he never imposed it. Zechariah pointed back to the covenant that God established with Abraham. To show the intense seriousness of this, God made it with an oath. That might seem strange to us, since we're used to people using oaths in order to appeal to a higher authority. Clearly, God is in a completely different position, since he is the highest authority. So when he made an oath, he did so in his own name, affirming the total seriousness and unchangeability of the covenant. With the coming of Jesus, a new covenant was established through his death on the cross. Central to the old covenant were the sacrifices that people made in the temple, but now, through Jesus' death on the cross, the ultimate price was paid once and for all. There would be no need for further sacrifices. It's on the basis of this that we can now enter into a daily, two-way relationship with God. And we can be confident that what God has established can never be changed. He offers to live in relationship with us as we live in obedience to him. Just as with the people of Israel, God will never impose himself on us, but offers to walk with us if we will live in covenantal partnership with him. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you are willing to live in partnership with us each day. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.